Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taking your calls at 800-636-1067 on the future of Davey Martinez as the Nats skipper. By the way, the Nats have scored 3 runs or fewer in 11 of their 13 games in June. That's a great way to have an 8-game losing streak.
The outlier was the 11-9 game they lost on Friday to the Marlins, where they scored 9.
Right.
Every other game in June, so the 12 other games, they've been at 3 or fewer. And they've scored 33 runs total in that stretch.
So the Nats in their longest losing streak since 2022.
They can't get to 3 runs per game? I mean, you got no shot. And here's the other thing real quick before we get to calls. In the division, we talked about the payroll with Washington, right? They got one player making $10 million, that's Nate Lowe.
Right.
Okay. Okay player. Good defensive player. Okay bat. Just an okay bat. Mm-hmm. Atlanta has 8 players making $10 million. The Mets have 8 players making $10 million. And by the way, the higher end of it is $40, $50, $60 million a year.
How many Mets players are making like $20 million or more? I mean, Soto, Alonso, that would be at least...
Oh, there's a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, the Phillies have seven players making $10 million.
Right.
They've got $18 million, $20 million, $20 million, $24 million, $27 million, $42
million. Right.
All right. So not that you're playing those teams every day, but you're just never going to win the division. You're never going to win the division when you're spending 70 and they're spending 310.
Right.
It's not
a level playing field.
No shot.
Yeah. 800-636-1067. What do you do with Davey Martinez going forward? Is it fireable to lose 8 straight games? And especially with the Rockies coming down, like, they have to have a bounce back and start scoring some runs against the Rockies.
I would agree. I told you that they're going to play the Rockies 4 times, and if they lose 3 out of the 4, Riz might not have a choice,
right?
Even though he might agree with Davey.
His hand may be forced.
Hand might be forced if you're losing to a 14-win team 3 out of 4 at home.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to JoJo in Hyattsville. JoJo, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey, I think that was extremely ignorant for Davey Martinez to say. Baseball is a sport that you fail way more than you succeed. They haven't done anything since they let Maddox go as a pitching coach, and then the old veterans have left, and then they haven't done nothing offensively since Kevin Long left. I'm sorry. The players, the pitching staff, offensively, they progressively get worse throughout the season. You can't just sit here and let the players just figure it out. That's so ignorant. They haven't done anything since they let...
Has he said, we're going to let the player... Has he said, let's just let the player... I don't think that's what he's insinuating.
He just said the players are supposed to play. It's not up to the coaches. The players need to show up.
He's saying the players have to execute.
But that doesn't mean the coaches are going in there smoking and joking.
He's saying the coaches are with them. They're giving them the information. They're with them all day long. At some point, and I agree with the sentiment, the players have to perform.
But look what the Phillies did once they got Kevin Long. Right.
The Phillies have a $270 million payroll, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Different. That, but people were signing with them just because Kevin Long went there. Well, where did Maddox go? Didn't Maddox go to
Texas? Yes.
The Braves?
No, Texas.
Texas, right. And then what happened with Texas when Maddox went there? They won a World Series. They had a great pitching staff. Yeah, they signed Max Scherzer, but they developed guys. There used to be guys that would come to Washington and develop and get better and then leave and then do nothing. But that's not the case anymore. People are leaving and doing better because we don't have any bench coaches. They got Paro on the bench. Come on, man. Paro on the bench.
Well, I don't know what the coaches do.
What's wrong with Paro on the bench?
But who knows? I mean, we have no idea what they're doing. We have no idea.
He was never really good as a player. I mean, he was a role player.
That's irrelevant.
There's a ton of guys that are like that.
He had one good season when Kevin Long was a hitting coach. Daniel Murphy came here and had a good season with Kevin Long as a hitting coach in New York and then followed him here. Like, your hitting coach is extremely important. Your pitching coach is extremely important.
Well, of course they are, but it doesn't mean you have to be a...
JoJo.
You didn't have to be a star when you were playing to be a good coach.
Most coaches, in fact, weren't stars.
Right.
Let's go to...
I mean, you just talked about Mike Maddox. Mike Maddox was never a star.
Right. Journeyman.
Come on.
Let's go to Jason in Woodbridge. Jason, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree with Davey. The players got to play, but the problem really is the owners. They're not paying anybody. They're not doing anything. The owner sucks. I mean, it just wish we could get some players in this. They don't. They gave up all our good players, and they don't. They're not signing anybody. I mean, it just kills me out there. I mean, I agree with Davey, and Davey Johnson is a great manager, by the way. But Davey Martinez, he kills me with his pitching choices because he pulls Mackenzie Gore all the time when he's out there dominating and then brings in our backup pitchers that, I mean, they're terrible too. Our relievers are just giving it up constantly.
Mm-hmm. Jason brought up this point that Gore, they often kind of shut him down right around 100 or a little shy of it. What do you want him to do? Do you want him to pitch 140 pitches?
190.
That's what you want?
He wants to blow his arm out like 10 starts into the season.
I don't want him to blow his arm out, but opening day, I was at the game. He was mowing the Phillies down.
Opening day, dude.
I know, but he had 14 strikeouts, and they pulled him. He's pitched many games where they pull him.
I think they're looking big picture.
You're only going to see Gore, unless he's way under 100 pitches, you're only going to see him to close to 100 pitches. That'd be like 6 innings.
Yeah.
Now, if he's at 85 pitches and he's thrown 6 or he's close to 6, I think you got to leave him in there for 110 because I would agree. Some of these guys that they're coming in, like Jose Ferrer, he's been terrible this year.
He's got a 6 ERA.
He's been terrible.
5.9, but I'm rounding up.
I realize that they're fighting an uphill battle with the payroll, but 4 teams in the bottom 10 of payroll last year made the playoffs, including the Tigers, who are 28th. And the Guardians, who are 25th, below the Nationals, and the O's and Brewers just ahead of the Nationals at 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is Mike hasn't hit on his first or second round draft picks in a decade. That's a huge problem, and I know it's tough to say because Mike comes on the show every Wednesday, but they're not getting results from any of those guys. He's made a great trade, an unbelievable trade with Soto that was highly questioned at the time, that's brought in a lot of talent. Outside of that, there's been nothing to show for it.
Well, I would say this. And you
look at the draft picks.
I know. I defend Riz this way. He did a complete overhaul with the scouting department. So I think that probably had something to do with it.
Okay, but he was in charge. You can't blame that on the learners. You can blame the learners for a lot. You can't blame Elijah Green on the learners.
You're on the record. So you want Davey going and Riz? You're out on Riz?
Are you ready for a clean sweep?
I'm just asking. I just want to know who's where.
I mean, I like the guy. I just don't know. Like, what are we going to keep him around?
Best baseball minds.
I don't know if he still is. I don't know mm-hmm. that. It's hard for me to say. The results are the results. You've had 5 years of losing seasons.
I understand that they've taken some. Now look, we'll see if Cruz has to hit. All right, he has to hit. Brady House kind of has to hit. They've had some bad luck with the injuries to some of these guys, but I would agree with you. That's why he went out and changed the staff, especially the international staff. Those scouts weren't doing their jobs.
He is, and it's very early to say, but where is Seaver King? I don't see him on a list of any top 100 prospects. And that was their new scouting guy. Now, I might be wrong. He might develop. Might be great. It's very early. I mean, but there's a lot of guys who were drafted last year that a lot of people are talking about.
Siever King was just drafted.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah. I can't. You can't.
Well, I'm saying that's the first time you've heard his name in a year.
Yeah, I haven't heard his name.
There's no scouting people are talking about Siever King.
I know. They're talking about Elijah Green and how he's struggling. Well, let's see what Brady House does. Cade Cavalli's had a billion injuries. Rutledge is not a starter. He's a reliever. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I get it.
I'm going to have Valdez answer the phone on Wednesday.
Yeah, good luck.
That's
probably a good
you
call
do
by you.
You might have to have me.
It's a hard job. It's a hard job, Eric. You got to sometimes call it like it is. Mike understands that.
I'll never do it.
The team's not winning.
I'll never do it. I never trash Charlie. I'll never trash Riz.
I'm not trashing his personality.
It doesn't even matter.
We're just talking about his job.
I'll always defend him. Sorry. My flaw, but I'm willing to go to bed with it. This is my flaw. I'm going to defend Riz. And I think he's a great baseball mind,
too. He does have a difficult job, though. Like, he has to construct a basically $65 to $70 million payroll and deal with the Titans in his division that are spending $250 to $300. Like, I just feel bad for him. I just feel like he's hamstrung, like, every single year for the last, like, 5 years since the World Series. It's tough. It's a tough gig. Now, some of the small market teams are succeeding with $70 million payrolls.
Yeah.
The Nats are scuffling with the same level of payroll.
I feel like they're turning a corner, even though they're in the middle of this 8-game losing streak. I mean, literally 10 days ago, they were sitting pretty good. And now we just want to just light the organization on fire. I think it's...
How does Tampa do it year after year after year and spend $5 on their payroll?
What?
Go to the playoffs. They're in second place in the AL East. They're 39-32. They don't spend any money ever.
They don't spend a lot of money. You're right. I think they just do a better job scouting.
And then
their scouting department is better than what Washington has.
And anytime a player is good, they trade them away and get a bunch of new young guys and replenish them.
But some of those other teams you mentioned, the Clevelands and the Kansas Cities, that their top of the line players are so much better than Washington's. Bobby Witt's going to the Hall of Fame. And he's not making a ton of money yet, I don't think. Did he sign a contract?
Well, because they hit on their draft picks.
Correct.
Bobby Witt was the number 2 overall pick.
Correct. They hit on him.
They didn't take Elijah
Green.
That's
what I'm saying. The top of the line of those rosters are just better than what Washington is.
Hey, I've told you.
And there is a reason for that.
I'm not sold on Cruz, but I'm not saying that means Davey has to be fired or Mike has to be fired.
You just have
we'll see.
You got to give him
three
years. If Cruz is struggling after 3 years, okay, it's a whiff.
All right, let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Mark.
What's up?
I got one question before I go on. Are they in the process of selling the team at all during the summer?
Nobody knows.
We don't know.
No, nobody knows.
Sounds like it's in a holding pattern.
I'm sure if you gave them a boatload of money, they'd consider it.
I think if you gave them the proper number, they would do it. But I'm thinking that they haven't had that offer yet from whoever they're happy with, so they're just they don't talk about it.
And the only reason why I'm asking this is because I do think because them getting out of the TV deal with the Orioles, I'm hoping now they can go back to spending money like they were 10 to 15 years ago, and hopefully that will make everything a little bit better for them. That being said, I do think Davey needs to go, and the reason why I think Davey needs to go is because I think he's been here for 8 years. And I think at some point, yes, he won us the World Series in 2019, but I also think at some point, you know, you get tired of hearing the same voice every now and then. And we haven't done a damn thing in this decade. Nothing in this decade. And as far as making the playoffs, anything else like that, I do think he needs to go. Now, I do agree with y'all. Rizzo is a brilliant, brilliant mind. And I'm not knocking Rizzo and what he's had to work with. I think he deserves a pass. I would give Rizzo a pass. But Davey, on the other hand, I think, look, he was in the same boat 6 years ago. He reeled off and they won a World Series. Okay? Totally different team now. I think at some point you can't keep calling for calling fish out in the sea. There's fish in the sea and a fish in the sea. And you don't see any fish in the sea this time. There's no fish in the sea. Mm-hmm. It is time for him to go. And I'm sorry to say that. I think he's a nice guy. I really do. But I think.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Mark. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. I do think, and we brought it up before, that You know, JoJo being hurt obviously hurts them. Doesn't help their bats. Cade Cavalli being hurt obviously hurts them. Everybody has injuries, so Mike will never use that as an excuse.
Uh-huh.
But that would have made that pitching staff a lot more formidable.
And their margin for error is so much thinner because they're just not spending money elsewhere. Like, their guys have to hit.
Imagine if they had Gore, let's just say, Irvin, Cavalli, JoJo. It's a little bit different team.
Well, maybe in terms of
their pitching, their prospect their level.
But yeah, I mean, right now, their starting pitchers are obviously Gore, Trenton Williams, Soroka, who hasn't been very good, Jake Irvin, and Mitch Parker. And Mitch Parker, he's only making $760,000. You can't really expect much from him.
Just taking the ball. He's one of those guys.
They're not spending any money. I mean, even Gore is not making any money.
Yeah.
I mean, Gore will in his contract year. He'll sign a big contract. Might not be here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it being here.
But he makes $2.9 million.
All right, let's go to
Zach Wheeler makes $45 million.
Let's go to Matt in Bethesda. Matt, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Matt.
What's up?
For me, I think it's time to move on from Davey. Obviously, you know, I think the World Series passed. I think it's done. He got his little extension or whatever. But think about that year, 19-31. So he was probably on pace for another losing season, but the players got hot. The year afterwards, you lose Rendon. Okay, you lost a bat, but obviously we've all seen that turned out to actually be great for the Nats. The year after that, you get Kyle Schwarber. You improve the roster. You still can't make the playoffs. And even a year after they won the World Series, which was COVID, they even expanded the playoffs to almost 8 teams, and you couldn't even get in then. So, obviously, after that 19-31, the players got hot. But what has he exactly done since then? Nothing. He had almost the same exact roster 2 years in a row, which I think was some improvements for the team, and still couldn't do anything. So, and then after that, that's when, you know, the money stopped being spent and all the trades happened. And speaking of the trades with Rizzo, boy, did he! It looks like we bombed the Scherzer and Trey Turner trade, the Turner Scherzer deal now, because Ruiz is going back to being Ruiz, and JoJo can't stay healthy. But it just seems like we gave him a pass for the World Series because any other team with 5 straight losing seasons, you would have fired your manager by now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right. Probably right. Correct.
Thanks, Matt.
I think that's fair. I'm less defensive.
And this could be a big week.
I'm less defensive of Davey.
Critical week
than I am of Mike. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, we know Mike.
Right.
We've talked to Davey, a couple times?
Right. Yeah, Davey's a fine guy.
But the only reason I defend Davey is because when he sits down at his dinner plate, the food ain't that great.
No, he doesn't have that many. Yeah. He doesn't have a lot to choose from.
He don't have a lot to choose from.
Anybody in his situation in any sport would never make it to the
GM in Philly and
will never make it to the
Mets in Atlanta. They got a buffet.
Yeah.
It's from here to that wall.
Spread.
That's why, like, I hesitate to do it. But even the guy with the Wizards, he ain't going to make it to the other side. No way. It never happens.
Keith?
Yes. It'll never happen. They'll never make it to the other side.
All All right, coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Jiffy Lube Live. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up shortly.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.